Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 6. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Isaiah chapter 60, beginning at the first verse, the Old Testament reading for Epiphany. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. O Lord, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Isaiah, whose name means the Lord saves, prophesied around 700 BC in Judah. Our text begins with the word arise. This means that Isaiah was preaching to dead people. Isaiah had been preaching to Judah for years, calling the people to contrition and faith, but they refused. They kept trusting in their national power and military alliances, living self-absorbed lives focused on their own luxury and physical well-being, ignoring the needs of their neighbor and practicing faith, but watered down by pagan cultural values. So, God took their crops, their herds, their national security, their children, their lives, and sold them into the Babylonian captivity, into exile, until they might repent and then be brought back to the land of promise, that the time of Epiphany might come, and that he might proclaim in the words of our text, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Repent, that you might hear the prophet's word in your heart. Arise." The shining light of the Lord, the glorious glory of the Lord, the one in whom the Heavenly Father delights from all eternity, has come. The Son has put on your human flesh. Note that Isaiah says that your light has come, so that you might shine with his light and have the joy of his glory and be the one whom the Heavenly Father delights to call his own through faith and baptism. And if that were not enough, Isaiah says that the Gentiles who took Judah captive, even the very leaders of the Gentiles, the kings, would return to Judah, replacing all that was lost, the crops, the herds, the security, the children, the babies, and more, falling down on their knees and giving gold and frankincense. And we can add myrrh, for we have the New Testament account of the Epiphany from St. Matthew. All is given to Christ, and all is given to us in Christ. All losses are paid back and given over abundantly more. When out of sorrow for your sin, you arise and shine, looking up and rejoicing in the morning star that has dawned, who takes on your flesh to raise you up now in faith and in the flesh on the day that he returns. And as a sign of this Jesus Christ, of this shining light and glory, God placed in the heavens the Star of Bethlehem, the sacrament of the star. For a sacrament is an element joined to the Word of God whose benefit is received through faith. In accord with Isaiah's prophecy, the tribes of Judah were taken into exile to Babylon around 586 BC. Do you remember how God made Daniel the chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon? Now, Daniel, a faithful prophet, would have instructed the wise men in the Torah, the core of the Old Testament, and included is the Numbers 24:17 star prophecy. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come forth from Jacob, and a kingly scepter shall rise out of Israel and batter the brow of Moab and destroy all the sons of Sheth. The wise men awaited a star that would mark the coming of this king from Judah, from God, who would establish a spiritual kingdom and destroy sin and death, here symbolized with Moab and Sheth. This truth, revealed by the word of God, would have been passed down from one generation of Daniel's wise men to the next, each looking to the heavens for fulfillment. Finally, the spectacular star arose in the east, at first, likely, when Jesus was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Virgin Mary. The wise men, or Magoi, saw the star. They believed the word of God, which foretold the star, and they set off to worship the Savior, the newborn King of the Jews. It is important to note, if we are to be faithful to the text in St. Matthew's Gospel, that unlike certain carols suggest, the star actually disappeared. It was a star which they had seen at its rising. The wise men were required to walk not by sight following a star, but by faith following the word of God, and that is how God works to this day. A 1,500-year-old promise delivered to fellow wise men some 600 years past would have required real faith and funding for the journey and drawn significant ridicule. Can you imagine? But off they went. The wise men drew strength from the sacrament of the star, the sign of the star attached to the promise of the word received through faith, which they held. They headed to the Jewish capital, Jerusalem, assuming that the king would be born there. They did not have all the books of the prophets, to include the Micah 5 prophecy. But you, Bethlehem, out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. After they received this word from the chief priests via Herod's inquiry, they departed for Jerusalem. And then the text says, after they left, then, behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. That, friends, is an understatement. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. That is what wise men still do. They contemn and turn from their own self-absorption. They push aside the culture and its ridicule, and in Christ they arise. Your morning star, your light has come. By faith and the sacrament, you are received into the presence of the eternal, enfleshed Christ. There you worship. There you offer back to God the gifts that you have first received. There you discover the shining light, the joyous glory, the everlasting delight of the Father toward his Son, Jesus Christ. And in this everlasting delight, you get to see precisely how God considers and loves you in his Son, whose name is forever blessed.